Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor in conversation with Jonathan Schanzer, my colleague. He's vice president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, turning on the surprise, the confounding surprise, of a man named Karim Khan, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, seeking to bring charges, arrest warrant, against the prime minister of Israel and the defense minister for crimes that are disputed right away. However, the puzzle here is what happened. Jonathan explains how Karim Khan was in conversation with Israel and other voices sympathetic to the story, for example, a senator from the United States, and then he broke off. Here's Jonathan to explain it. It's a mystery that can be solved. Karim Khan is a citizen of the United Kingdom. He's an esteemed barrister. His appointment at the ICC was approved by many voices. The ICC is supported by 124 nations, not the U.S. and not Israel, but 124 nations, including Germany and France. And these charges have upset everything to do with credibility in the ICC. Jonathan Schanzer, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. What we know so far about Karim Khan's conduct these last days. More soon.
There was a process that was underway as of a few days ago. And he pulled out of it suddenly. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows what prompted him to do it. But he went from talking to the Israelis and talking to the U.S. to charging war crimes against the sitting prime minister and defense minister of Israel. Something drastic happened here. And I don't know what prompted him to change his approach. Again, I will stress that if you're negotiating with the people that you say may have committed a crime, there's something wrong with the system to begin with. I would say that it really does look like a kangaroo court, but it looks even more like one when you stop that process seemingly out of nowhere, not prompted by anything that happened over the last week. It seems like it's external decision that ultimately prompted him to scuttle these talks.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.